Hello.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Yes.
Hey, Emmanuel. My name's Josh. I'm giving you a call because you just spoke with someone on my team right now. It was regarding the new energy.
Yeah.
Program. Yeah. Awesome. Then.
She told me that I know about the electric bills going up.
Correct. Yeah. So right now, energy companies, they are raising the rates on homeowners.
Yeah, I know.
Did she talk to you about that? Correct.
No, she didn't say nothing about that.
No? Okay. Well, yeah, with Duquesne Light Company as well as Penelec, they are raising rates as high as 12%. So unfortunately, that just means everyone's bills are taking a jump. You did advise you were paying above $60 for your energy, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's why I was reaching out, and I'm the verification manager. My job is very simple. It's just to ask you a few questions, of course, to see if you would be a good fit for this program. Do you have some time right now, Emmanuel?
Go ahead.
Okay. For the property, do you have any, like, big trees or tall buildings that provide shade over the roof by any chance?
Behind my house, I do.
Behind your house, you do. Okay, but they don't provide shade. Do they provide shade on the roof or just on the property?
No, just behind the property.
Just behind the property. Okay, perfect then. And then for your roof condition, any major leaks, damages, anything along those lines? Nothing like that? Okay. Perfect. And for the property as well, is there anyone else that owns it with you, Emmanuel, like a spouse?
No, my wife.
You and your wife. Okay. Awesome. That shouldn't be an issue. And lastly, of course, for these programs, since they are government endorsed, homeowners would just need to have a good standing credit score of at least 660 or higher. So I'm guessing you're good on that end as well, correct?
Probably.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. And then for this program, so what it entails, we can definitely help you reduce your bill. So this program is a government-endorsed solar program that just helps homeowners get solar.
Let me tell you something. I had a guy talk to me about solars.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And they want to give me free solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
They want to put the system in for free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own it. They would own it. They would assume all the liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to put a nickel up and just pay them the bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that what your program is?
Yes, it is. It's in regards to that program. So that program is very similar. Now, let me ask you this. You had someone you said stop by. How long ago was that, if you don't mind me asking?
About a month ago.
About a month ago. Okay. And was there any reason as to why you didn't move forward with them? Like, did you not see enough savings? Was there something?
No, I didn't. I don't know if I want to put solar panels on my roof yet.
Okay. Gotcha. Did they explain to you, well, I don't know about that company, but at least with us, we do have a 10-year roof penetration warranty. So anything that happens to that roof within 10 years, you're covered by it. So you don't need to come out of pocket if there's leaks, if there's damages, anything like that.
They covered it the whole time. They covered it as long as your panels were on the roof.
Oh, wow. That's really good. And you should have, you know, definitely looked into it a little bit more, because if they're warranting the whole roof for 25 years, that is a large amount to warranty. We also warranty 25 years, but we warranty 25 years on the system. So anything goes wrong with the system, like the panel.
No, they were lifetime on the system.
Yeah, same for us.
Because they own the system.
Correct. Yes, same thing with us. But for the roof itself, they said it was 25 years they gave you?
Right. Anything under the roof was covered.
For 25 years.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's a really large amount, just because typically roof lifespans are anywhere between, depending on the type of roof you get, right?
Well, I put a 50-year shingle roof on there, so
perfect.
I got more than 25 years left on my roof.
Oh, okay. Then awesome then. Well, I mean, it definitely seems like you can benefit from the program, because if they were to give you a quote, what we can do is compare apples to apples, see if we're actually better than them when it comes down to pricing. So if you have some time, if you have a spare 30 minutes tomorrow in the morning or afternoon, I do have some consultants that can stop by and talk to you a little bit.
No, I don't have time tomorrow because I got to go to the doctors tomorrow. So, and let me think about the program. If you want to send me something in the mail, you can do it.
Sure.
And give me. Huh?
Was there anything that was holding you back the first time around? I know you said.
I told you what was holding me back.
You just don't know.
I don't know if I want to put them on my roof.
Okay, no problem. So it's
because I don't know if I'm going to look at them.
Oh, that makes sense. What happened?
They wanted to put 31 panels. I had one guy want to put 31 panels on my roof.
Ooh, you must have a pretty high bill then.
Huh?
I said you must have a pretty high energy bill then. they're quoting you at 31 panels. That's a large amount.
Yeah, my house is a ranch, and it's long.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay, that
makes sense. I have room for 31 panels.
Okay, awesome then. Well, I mean, if the roof is warrantied and everything that's on it underneath it as well, the only thing that was holding you back was just the look of them, like looking at them every single day?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. What happens if we were to place them on like the backside of the roof where they're not visible?
No, I don't think the backsides where the trees are. So
okay,
we probably
gotcha.
Wouldn't get as much efficient. It wouldn't be efficient back here.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay. So, I mean, if it's just a look.
And my house is facing east to west, not north to south.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that makes a difference as well, too. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Well, what I can do is actually check in with you. Did you have like a timeline when you felt like you'll be making that decision?
No. I was in a hospital and stuff, so
gotcha.
I don't know. You could check back with me in a month or so and see.
Sure, no problem. Yeah, especially if you're in and out of the hospital, I definitely want to be bothering you, you know, if you're going through something. I can definitely reach out in a couple weeks' time then just to see where you're at.
Okay. Give me about a month.
Sounds good, Emmanuel.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.